This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Hi, it's Vanessa from The Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM. Are you a Waikato local? Do you have an idea for a radio show? Do you want to try your hand at being a content creator on Free FM? If so, check out our website on freefm.org.nz or find Free FM on Facebook and get in touch.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko maunga pohatu te maunga, ko taurana te awa, ko matātua te waka, ko tūhoi te iwi. Nō waimana ahai, engari kei kirikiriro I noho ana. Ko Nicola Tikiri, tōku ingoa. Kia ora, my name is Nicola Tikiri, and I hail from a beautiful place called Waimana, but born and raised here in Kirikiriro, or Hamilton. And I am the founding director of the company NTK Made Limited, or people might be more familiar with my brand, Nicola, Contemporary Māori Designs from Aotearoa, where we make and create kākahu, clothing and accessories. The reason why I'm doing this podcast is to create a space and to share the highs and lows that I've learnt over my business journey, and to help you with your business idea, to help plant that seed and to make it grow and flourish. So join me over the next 5 episodes as I share my knowledge and experiences and talk about the background and how I started my business, inspiration, where I find or draw inspiration from, development and production, what are the different products I make and how, pricing and marketing, how do we price a product and then sell it, and lastly, sales channels. Where do I sell my products and what platforms do I use? My story, or the background to how I started my business. I remember one stinking hot summer afternoon sitting in my upstairs bedroom in Harris Street, Pyrmont, which is an inner suburb of Sydney. I was looking around at my cream painted walls and looking at all the memorabilia of home I had. And I had scattered everywhere photos of my whānau, images, postcards of different Māori patterns, tohu, manu, whare nui, po, and my goals. And then there was a photo of the gatepost to the urupa where my dad lies. And all these images and photos on my wall, which I had taken not long after dad had passed, I just remember feeling so alone and really missing my whānau. And that's when I was questioning what I was doing with my life, who I was, and I really felt lost and disconnected. And this connection was partly me missing my whānau because I was back home in New Zealand and I was in Sydney. But I also remember feeling a sense of disconnect from my taha Māori, or my Māori side. And I really started to look inwards and think, who am I? There were so many images on my wall that I didn't understand. I didn't know what they meant. The kōwhaiwhai, the carvings. There were just so many gaps. And don't get me wrong, you know, back in the day, we spent a lot of time back home in Waimana, which is where I'm from. But not a lot of it was actually at the marae, learning the tikanga and kawa. Yeah, I learnt different waiata and karakia at home, and my pepeha and my whakapapa. But there was just so much more that I wanted to know about and learn about, especially around the mahi toi and all the different disciplines that we have. That was when I had my first mind shift, back there in my room, Pyrmont in Sydney, and I made up my mind that day that if nothing major was going to happen in my life by the end of that year, which was 2004, I was going to go home and I was going to go to Toi Haukura, which is an art school back in Gisborne. And yeah, a plan was made. But as things happened, I actually became hapū. And that was with my first daughter, Manawa. And then not long after her, I became hapū with my second daughter, Hinekohu. And having children had a profound impact on me, and they really changed my world. It was a time in my life that I felt this really deep, unconditional love. And up to that point, I had never really had anyone who was dependent on me for anything. So again, I had another major, I suppose, mind shift happen in my life. And I looked at my life. I really wanted to make something more of it. I was in an unhealthy relationship. Again, I felt isolated and I still felt disconnected. And it was this that I suppose made me more determined to become someone my kids could feel proud of. That made me more determined to get my shit together, I suppose. So the relationship with their father, the girl's father, fell apart, and I packed up my babies, who was Hineko, who was 10 weeks, Manawa was 16, and I came back to New Zealand. It was a pretty rough plane ride because I had these two under twos with me and I was in such an emotional state. And I do remember when I got back home to my mum's house, I just remember feeling so deflated and my self-esteem, you know, it really got hit. It got hit bad and I was in a real low space. But I do remember that coming home was the best thing for me to do, surrounded by my whānau. And that's when I began to heal myself. For this healing, I started to build my self-esteem back up, and I met up with a girlfriend who told me about Tony Robbins. And I thought, man, she's told me all the things that she was learning from him, and I was looking at how her life was at that point in time and to when I knew her before, and she had just grown so much. So I thought, man, I'm going to give this a go. So yeah, I listened to his tapes and it was a really huge help for me at that time. So yeah, I was at the beginning of a journey of finding me, reconnecting and learning about myself. And that's when I started thinking I really want to learn more about mahi toi. And I really wanted to resolve this feeling of disconnect that I had. And I just want to really take a moment to share and unpack what this disconnect was for me that I felt. It wasn't a disconnect from my whānau, no, not at all. Or my hapū, or my iwi. It was more so a disconnect for me from my culture, especially my reo, tikanga, and having the sense of having so many gaps within that culture that I really wanted to fill. And I really wanted to know more, as I've said before, about toi or the arts, because I wanted to learn and I wanted to understand, because creativity is really a huge part of who I am as a person. From there, I started to take really small steps. Those steps involved me going or being part of Kirikiri Rō Marae, which is an urban marae in Hamilton. And it was there at Kirikiri Rō Marae, I went there to put my children into the kōhanga. And I was lucky enough to meet a person who was one of the whānau of the actual marae, and she told me, oh, come along to a meeting. So I said, oh, yeah, sweet, I'll come along. I thought we were honestly only going for a cup of tea. But boom, before you knew it, I was part of the committee and I had joined up to Te Ranga Kura Whakaero, which I am so blessed to have been able to be part of, because I learnt under the tōhunga, which was Wikuki Kingi Senior. We called him the chief. And it was through that Te Ranga Kura Whakaero that I was able to begin that journey of learning more about the mahi toi. And yeah, I was privileged enough to be part with the chief. And we did a lot of different art projects that he led. The biggest project I was part of was being part of the team who created the artworks for Te Kōhao Health. That's a health organisation based at Kirikiri Rō Marae. And I was part of the team that helped with the Miro Oteora building, which was creating the artworks that now adorn the outside as well as the inside of that building. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I wasn't a lead or anything massive within that project. Actually, I was just a youngin' and I was learning. And my role was, I was a photographer and the minute taker and a cup of tea maker. it was quite a good place to start, because you, I think with any kind of setting, especially within marae, you start almost at the bottom and build your way up. So yeah, that was where I started, and man, I learned a lot. And it was a really, really cool start to my journey that I'm still very blessed, and I always reflect on the learnings that I learned as part of that rōpū. So yeah, that was the first step that I took in regards to building my, I suppose, my connection back to my taha Māori, and especially mahi toi. From there, I actually went to Te Wānanga or Aotearoa, which is a place that I've learned and gained a lot of skills from. I've done a lot of courses. I initially did raranga, which I actually, after doing that to mahi, I decided it really wasn't for me, because far out, there's so much prep that goes into raranga. I take my hat off to any weaver out there, because the mahi, the prep that you do is unreal. I also studied whakaero, which I did up in Whangarei, and that was under Korotangi Kapakingi, who's actually the chief's son. So it was quite nice to have a continuation of learning from that whānau. Then I also went on to continue my studies with contemporary Māori art, where I learnt so many other disciplines. And some of my kaiako was Regan Bowser and Zena Elliott. So yeah, I learnt a lot through those courses. But another really key, organisation, institute, platform, whatever you want to call it, that I learnt from was actually YouTube University. Yes, that's right, YouTube University. I learnt, and I have learnt, so many different things from YouTube. I learnt how to screen print. I learnt how to do digital graphics, more specifically a lot of stuff on Illustrator, which I continue to use to this day. I did mold making and resin jewellery making, which was, I suppose, back in the day when I was starting on my mahi journey and my mahi toy journey, resin jewellery was a big thing that actually propelled me into a different space from a hobby. So taking my business from, or my creativity from a hobby thing to an actual business was the resin making, especially around the jewellery. So yeah, studying, researching and growing myself and my mahi toi was a really big part of my healing and taking the steps for me to help bridge that gap of this sense of feeling that I had around disconnect. Everything I was learning, I was adding to my kitia of knowledge and gaining a real sense of connection again to te ao Māori. And it was along this journey of connection and growth that I realised I wanted this for my children. I really wanted them to never lose their connection to their culture and to their whakapapa, which I know they won't, because, you know, that runs through their veins, but I just didn't ever want them to feel or be in a place that I was. And that's when I really started to have this epiphany. And the epiphany was that I wanted to weave all that I was learning along this journey into the mahi that I make. I wanted to take these stories, these techniques that I was learning, and put them into narratives and embed them in some way into the mahi that I make, just so that way my children will always have a way to be connected to not only their taha Māori but also to me. So yeah, the light bulb went off and I decided, yep, cool, let's really embed this narrative, these stories, into the mahi that we make, Nicola. So that is pretty much why I create what I create.
He mea hanga tēnei hōtaka e ngā pūtea tautoko o ngā reo irirangi te motu.
Ko moi hau, ko te arohanga maunga, ko tikapa te moana, ko hauraki, te whenua, ko waihau, ko hine muri ngā awa.
Oh,
Mihi nui ki te reo irirangi te motu.
Every piece that I make has a connection, has a narrative, and has a whakapapa. It's a connection to the journey that I am on personally. It's a connection to Te Ao Māori, and it's also a connection to Aotearoa, because I think that being Māori is the biggest and most unique part about being here in New Zealand in Aotearoa. So all the pieces I have this connection in one way, shape or form, and this connection, it does change and it morphs and it grows as I grow and I change and I morph. But this is how I express the love that I have for my craft. And I do, I really, really love making what I make. Yeah, it's just an innate part that's really embedded inside me, and I love it. So yeah, this is what I built my brand on. It is really around connection. And I also looked at, yeah, it's definitely around connection, but it's also around that feeling of feeling good. Because when I started feeling a better connection to my taha Māori, it really made me more grounded and gave me a really good sense of feeling good and feeling whole. And that's another part of what I wanted to bring to my brand and to my business, is this feeling of feeling good and feeling connected. So as a journey that I've been on, and I'm actually still on, it has made me feel good. I wanted it to help others to feel good. So not only did I do this or have a sense of doing this through connection, but I also wanted to do this through creating things that were individual and quite unique. And to make people feel special, I really wanted them to see, to touch, to buy, and to hear the story behind our products. So the way I've done this is we do things in limited runs, because I didn't want too many people to think, oh, that it's just, you know, mass manufactured and there's nothing really too special about it. No, there's this beautiful story behind it, and they're only done in limited amounts, so that gives it another special element of being quite special. And yeah, that's, I suppose, one way that I have also incorporated this feeling of specialness within my products. So really, what I wanted to really emphasize in this kōrero that is, if you find yourself one day looking at your surroundings and thinking, what am I going to do with my life? Or you have the sense of disconnect, or even a sense of lack of self-worth, Just know that it can and that it will get better. But you really need to focus on yourself, as I did when I was in that state and had that feeling. And you really need to have a look and unpack, I suppose, these self-limiting beliefs, which honestly is a lot easier said than done, I know this. But just know that it can, and you just got to start again, focus on yourself, and then start to learn from those around you. Maybe do a course, write some goals, mind map, and just really follow your dreams and grow. You know, take those learnings, take that growth, and implement it into your everyday routine. And implementation is a really, 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 really important part into this whole growth aspect, because if you don't implement, you're not going to go anywhere. But most of all, really back yourself, you know, and don't give up. Don't ever give up. People are going to knock you down and say, hey, you can't do this. People are going to say, nah, there's no disconnect. What are you talking about? Nah, you know, if it's something that you innately believe in, back yourself and don't give up. Because I could have easily given up way back then when I was looking at my cream-coloured walls with all those photos around me, looking at all these patterns and all these images that I had no idea about. And I could have accepted, well, oh, this is my life. And this is just how it's going to be. I will always be looking at these cream-coloured walls, always having this feeling of disconnect and not doing anything about it. I could have just, you know, taken the easy way out and said, yeah, nah, this is my life. And yeah, this is pretty much where I'm going to stay. Nah, I didn't. And I know you can be the same too. You either choose to stay in that cycle or you choose to get out. And if anything, I want to tell you that if I can do it, 100% you can do it. And if there's anything I've learned in this life, that there are times when things aren't easy. But if you back yourself, if you focus, if you learn, set goals and you implement, you can get through it. Listen to when your mind shifts and back yourself, grow and reconnect to what it is that will serve you. Kia ora. Tēnā koe, it's Nicola here from NTK Made Limited or nicola.co.nz. If you want to learn more about our brand and our latest designs, head over to our website www.nicola.co.nz, www.nicola.co.nz.
He mea hanga tēnei hōtaka e ngā pūtea tautoko o ngā reo irirangi te motu. Yeah, yeah. E taima me pēnei ke te aronga. Kua tukuna te weirua. Tukuna te weirua. Kia puro te moko o tōku. Mauritanga. E kore, e ngaro.
Hey,
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.